And we find here, and I'm reading now verse 9, it came to pass in those days that Jesus came. Notice that headline, Jesus came. What a thrill. And he's coming someday. That's another wonderful headline. And one day it'll be true, Jesus came. It came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. The Lord Jesus came from the obscurity of 30 years of quiet training in little Nazareth. And you'll find that he came now and identifies himself with the human family in his baptism. It's identification with the human family. Remember, he told John, suffer it so now. John didn't want to baptize him, as you know. Now you'll notice the name Jesus is used here. Jesus came. And we'll find it's the common name that's used in this gospel here. It's more frequently used in Mark than any other name. Now, here in verses 10 and 11, you have the Trinity brought together in a very definite way. And straightway, coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Now you have the Lord Jesus, here the second person of the Godhead, and the Spirit of God comes like a dove upon him, that's the third person, and a voice out of heaven, the Father, says, This is my beloved Son, the first person of the Godhead. The Trinity is brought to our attention, and this, by the way, is heaven's seal upon the person and the dedication of Jesus. Now will you notice the thing that happens is happening fast here. He is the servant. John the Baptist here is the one that introduces him. And now God the Father identifies him and puts his seal upon him. Now the temptation will initiate him. Now notice verse 12. And immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness. Now, I would have you note that the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness. That is a word of fierceness and seriousness, that the Spirit of God, just as it were, moved him right out into the wilderness, that he might be tempted. This is something that is very important for us to see. And we find here that the question is, can he do the job? Other men have failed. They couldn't stand up under temptation. Adam didn't make it. He fell. Noah actually got through the flood, and then he fell miserably upon his face. And then Abraham, we saw that Abraham failed, and Moses did. Wasn't even permitted to enter the promised land, and yet he led the children of Israel out of Egypt. And poor David failed. Now, the temptation, therefore, initiates him into his work. And now will you notice here verse 13, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days. Now, we do not have the details given that you have in Matthew and in Luke. But all we're told here that he was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan. And he was tempted during the whole 40 days. The impression some people seem to get is that he fasted 40 days and then Satan tempted. My friend, he was tempting him all the time. 40 days it went on. And he was tempted of Satan and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered unto him. Now, again, I'd like to correct something. The idea is that he was there, tempted of Satan, and that the wild beasts more or less contributed to the temptation. That's not true. What Mark is saying here, he was with the wild beasts and the angels, and they both ministered to him. That is, the creation beneath him as man ministered to him, And that's the reason God created these creatures. If you remember Genesis, everything was a preparation to make a home for man. And friends, it's no accident that on this earth, as far as we know, it's the only place that there is mankind. And to try to say today, because in the other galactic systems, you have the same situation, that you must have men there. That is highly presumptive to make a statement like that. You don't know a thing, friends. And far as we know, this is the only habitable place for creatures such as we are today. We have to have air to breathe and water to drink and food to eat, and we need an environment. And God gave man a good ecology. And it's man that's ruining that. And I'm glad to be able to use that word because it's become very popular in our day. I'm sure many of us didn't know what it was. I sensed it came from oikos, which means house, and it has to do with the philosophy of your home, where you live. And it has to do, we say, of our environment. And it could have something to do with the payments you make on your house, by the way. It could be that just as easily as far as the Greek word is concerned. Now, the beast below ministered to the Lord Jesus after the temptation, and the angels above him ministered to him. And that's what John Mark is saying here. Now, after the temptation, we find that the Lord Jesus now begins to move. And what we have here is the fact that he's beginning now a ministry, and we find that works and words illustrate the servant. And we see him now beginning a ministry that will take him actually up to the cross.